without thinking in the right side of yogi. So he left it, but somewhat nothing in that. After that, he is telling about we are calling that panda. I am telling something. But what to tell?
Good.
Our estate, that is not here. Otherwise, I have to quite from you. Here Kashyap means that one gopi was dancing. Kundal was dancing.
Yeah.
And she took her cheek.
Look, the cheek of Krishna. And so, the remnant of petalness
in his hand. Vigasani is telling. This gopi tends to be Dakshin Nibha. It seems that the gopi is posing that I am so much tired. And showing that I am tired, he was bending by this knee towards Krishna and giving his bhaar. Where? On Krishna. Keeping her feet on the feet of Krishna. This was Malli pretending, her pretending. She wanted to meet Mani. Anyhow to meet with Krishna. Then Krishna gave his remnant of betterness in his mouth, in her mouth. And she wanted like this. So Krishna gave him. Srimati Radhika or her companion could not have done so. Pradat, Adat, Sambula Charchitam. It has some deep meaning. And Srota, Srota means hearer, should realize he don't want to disclose more. What was he themselves? Jigusani, very little. Nothing more. not certain.
You are also not revealing.
You should not have. It means that this is Uddipan Bhav. Uddipan. Nityanti Gayati Kachit Kujan Nupura Maithala Parsas Kachit Hastabjan Santa Abhat Sano Oshida. Nityanti Gayati Gayanti Kachit, mani anyone, kuchit nupur mekhala. Nupur and mekhala. Mekhala?
Bells. Angel bells and great bells.
Like, not bells, so, kya hoga? Like this. This will come up. Rest, not? Rest. Bells, mane of swarna belt, golden. And little bells. So moving here and there, then there are dancing. And
sounding very
tinkling. Arsakta Achyuta Sastabjam Santa Adhat Sano. And she made a pose, or really she was so much tired. She took up Krishna, who was standing here, dancing by side of her. And took the hus in the hands of Krishna and kept it on her breast as if she was so much tired. That's not okay. This is certainly the Chandravani. Dakshin Nabhav.
Right.
So he is explaining the vilas of Chandravali. Nittati Sloka, Hindi Sloka. Anyone gopi dancing and singing, she becomes so much tired and she took the hands of Krishna in her hand and kept that hand on her throat. Kujit. Here Kujit, he is telling that she was singing and dancing and this Nupur and that belt tinkling were in similar eight laytan man in the same
period.
She witnessed you the hands of Krishna on her body, for herself, for the happiness of her, but for the happiness of Krishna. Krishna was so much tired also. She did not felt her tiredness, but she saw the tiredness of Krishna, and by this to try to remove the sadness of Krishna. Sivam, there is a word Sivam. Sivam means Mangal Janak, Kalyan, first.
Auspicious.
And in the same time, Swata Sukhakar. Swata means naturally, sukhaswari. But, for Krishna,
pleasing.
To please Krishna and also feeling her sukha also. But her pleasure bar, but Buddha. When Krishna became pleased, should be done. And should be for Mallika. So it is called Shivam, otherwise it was not Shivam. If it was for her, then it was not Shivam. But if it was for Krishna, so it was Shivam. So he is telling back. Here, six gopis have been told that their vilas, their vilases of six gopis, Shyamala, Bhadra, Yashchandravali, Sadhya, and Srimati Radhika, Radha Jika name, Kogana, or Lalita Jika, ye sabka ye karti hai. Since the sakis are eight, so he has Jai Goswami and Vishwanath Chakrabarti both have told that they have also been told in them. So he is telling that in the last chapter, as Padma was explained in eight gopis, Padma should also be included in this. Saptam. And in Vishnu Puran, from Vishnu Puran they have taken that Bhadra was there also. So this Bhadra is eight. Lalita Vishakha there. Then Lalita Vishakha. What about Bhadra? She was righteous. Righteousness? Nearer to righteous, but having some leftist. So Jadeva Goswami has also told about Bhadra that she was eight sati, dancing with Krishna and taking the remnants of the betelnut in his hand. And for here he has told that he has given his betelnut remnant in mouth. So there is some difference. For after darshan. she was singing and dancing, and she became tired, and she saw that Krishna is also tired somewhat. So she took the both hands of Krishna and put it on her breast. And he dur kiya apnashram he removed her sadness. So it must be Chandravali. Or it may be Padma. Because in the last chapter she has taken the feet of lotus, both feet of Krishna on her breast. Now she is taking the hands of Krishna on her breast. He is also telling like Jiva Goswami that eighth Sakhi is Bhadra, he is also there and doing Vilas with Krishna. But Gopyo Labhya Achyutam Kantam Sriya Ekanta Vallabham Grihita Kanthas Tadurbham Gayantya Tam Vijasuriyo. Here Gopya, like this, Gopi Ekanta Vallabha Krishna कांत के रूप में प्राप्त होकर कृष्ण वाज देयर इन द मूड दैट कृष्ण इज अवर कांत सा कृष्ण हियर व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ कांत कांत हस्बैंड प्रियतम. But the actual hidden meaning is kaam-ta. Kaam, kamanuga, you know, ta, kanta, or kaam-ta, kanta.
Kaam
means Radhika or Gopi. Ta Krishna. So who satisfied kaam as a pita is kaam-ta. And life आश्रय काम जो काम को पूर्ण करती है देती है तो that is कांता. Here कांता गोपी very easily having Krishna like their kanta. So Krishna being a kanta gopi, he was like this.
And dragged them around their neck.
Like that. And they began to And at that time, they were embracing Krishna with their hands in his neck, like what? Prarthana karna.
Offering prayer.
Offering prayer. Not to keep up this gopi any time, like he has done. Begging, like begging mercy.
Don't leave us.
Don't leave us and to give calm.
That
for that prayer. Because they are kamta, kanta or kam. And they begin to sing the pastimes of Krishna. Here Atchit, the Sanat Chakravarti has in the end, he also, two Goswami, has said some Atchita. No Stuti, no Stuti, what we have written, Stuti, Atchita.
Never fail.
Never fail.
Infallible. Infallible.
That dancing and singing and doing dhyar with gopi, Krishna quality and duty or anything of Krishna kam nahi gaya, not lessen,
never decrease,
never decrease. So he asked, as he was such a beautiful, smiling and all other qualities, he was just like before. Any man doing labor may be tired, and especially with ladies, that is surely be in
degree.
But dancing and doing so much is gilas, he was as beautiful as he was before, having all the qualities.
Therefore,
Achyuta. महिमा से चित नहीं होना अच्युत है. सेतु की सो मच दुर्लभ एंड ही एकांत बल्लभ ऑफ लक्ष्मी. यह लक्ष्मी इन सिंगलर नंबर इज श्रीमती एंड देयर प्लूरल सो मेनी लक्ष्मी आर ऑल गुड. And where is it? Also, he is telling that Krishna is more than Vaikunthana, Lakshmina, and Gopis are more than Lakshmi. In loving method, in praying and in dilas. Lakshmi, we have not heard that Lakshmi is dancing anywhere with Narayan. And doing so much dilas with Narayan. But they are singing, dancing and doing so much dilas with Krishna. So Lakshmi means Shobha.
Beauty.
But actually The gopis' deities is more than Lakshmi in any respect. Because Lakshmi has austerity for serving the lordship of Krishna. And Lakshmi could not receive Krishna as a Raman. But gopis has found Krishna as a Raman also. Also, Lakshmi Kanta here, Lakshmi wanting Atti as a Kant, but she could not have, but gopis have.
What is the reason? I mean, Chaitanya Chaitanya says that Lakshmi could not enter into proper mood.
Proper mood?
When she wanted to attain Krishna, but she could not.
Because naturally she has not the qualities which are in Krishna. Krishna cannot break marjada. And that is why he returned all the Brahmins, Yajnapatni. And here also, so she did not want to break the marjada of Narayan and Lakshmi. Secondly, she has no Bhamadhav.
She is completely Dakshin.
Completely Dakshin. Chandrali has also Bhamadhav.
Yes.
So many, there are so many examples. But yet she was Dakshin. In Braja. But for in comparison to Lakshmi and Satyabhama, she is more lucky.
Okay. Even more Satyabhama.
Satyabhama and all. But in comparison of Radhika, she is Lakshmi.
So, in order to be a gopi, there must be some Bhamadhava.
But she has no totally Bhamadhava. And she'll have to leave her husband and meet story seeker.
Hidden
there separately to Krishna. And she should be certainly gopi. Second, this birth in go and married by any go, no son and children. There are two kinds of gopis, Kanyaka and Paroda. They two may be Parthiya. It is not so certainly that they should be married, but they should be Parthiya. Being in the house of his father, supported, and he has become matured in Vyasandhi. And he is related to Krishna. And not telling anything to anyone, his father and mother and his brother and anyone, so skillfully, solemnly, he likes to meet Krishna.
Lakshmi cannot be her sister.
So, Lakshmi has no good quality, Parthiya has. In this Kanyaka, even they are not married, but yet they are Parthiya. But there are some gopi, Kanyaka, which has been not married, but Parthiya, but they are Swakiya. That austerity is to Katsani, that Krishna may be their husband. Only that.
They never got married.
They got not married.
Radha Krishna is going to get the duplicate mentioned, some of them not.
These are the same. But yet, Parthiya. As Prouha are those who have been married, but no child. Namin Vidagda, no newly married. And if they are children, then Krishna will not accept them as a Parthiya or anything. They will be set by their husband anyhow, and they will not be allowed to go in grass or to meet Krishna anyway.
Srimati Radhika, Srimati Lalita Devi, they have no children, but they are not newly married either.
They are newly married, always. That is Abhiman. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that only Abhiman does everything there. Krishna has no birth there, but yet still Yashoda and Nanda Baba has more that Krishna is my our son. So Gopi is all newly married, so no such guy like this. Krishna cannot live a moment without Gopi. This is the lakshan of symptom of kanta. And those gopis who cannot leave Krishna for a moment, they are kanta. So Krishna don't like to live a moment gopi, so he has done so. At the same time, Krishna is more eager for Ras than gopi. And that is why he called them from their homes by his Bhakshuri. And he told to go also. This was his indication that they should not go, they should be there. So here, Jiva Goswami is telling that here, Sukadeva Goswami has shown this more Mahatma of Gopi than Satyabhama, Rukmini and Lakshmi and all other twins of Bhagavata avatar. So Uddhava has told, oh, what he has told? What to tell about us, Uddhava? Even so, what to tell other semi gods, wives, or Krishna avatar's wives? This is that in Ras Utsav, Satsat Manmat Manmat Krishna was begging Pranay Bhiksha from Gopi, putting his hand around the neck of Gopi.
Are you talking about?
I have a question, small question. It's not about this subject, but yesterday I went to the Tulsi Mala shop to buy some counterfeits. I asked him, how do you get the filthy feet. So many, you're making so many filthy feet. So, how do you do it? So they plant the seed and the trees grow, and then when they die, they make the seed. But it seems as if they plant the filthy specifically to get the wood, to make, not so much to get the leaves for offering. And they're not doing regular puja, they have to discuss the business. Is there anything wrong with that?
They are doing business for them. They don't care fertility. They plant, give water, and after that, if it is matured, then they did not give water or anything.
Yeah,
and they don't do that.
So that's not proper.
That is not proper, but... you have to take this. And if we are out of all these things, we can do a... like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it easily is... arranged to have, then very good, otherwise Hare Krishna. Like Sukadeva Goswami and Rupa Goswami and all others.
Because, you know, when we are preaching all over the world, there is a great need for so many sisters. And how else can you get so many sisters unless they do like that?
And also, they do, by other means, another kind of oak, the mix and go.
I see, I had asked a question to you many years ago, and I explained to you that in the Philippines, it is possible to grow very much for cultivated. And I asked you whether we could plant many, many cultivated trees and water them, and then in the future, when they give up their bodies, use them for making beads. So, is it wrong to do like that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it all right?
Because of your spirit will be affected by fertility, and it is good for all atmosphere.
Pollution. Pollution.
No harm.
Yeah.
If we can grow very nicely, we might be told today, we can grow 6 foot, 8 foot high.
Okay.
In Philippines, we can grow 6 or 8 foot easily. And this is my best friend. So it's good to do, no harm. As long as you keep watering them.
If your Maharaj or our Maharaj can do it, that there are so many grihas Vaishnava. Yeah? In bhakti, explanation or not, anywhere not it is given that there should be marriage or unmarried. Bhakti is good. But I have seen my Guruji also, your Guruji, that there are so many looking girls.
Unmarried.
And there are so many
boys.
And they want also to be married. They are not like Jiva Goswami or Rajnath Das Goswami. Then what to do? That should be marriage. And our Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, has written Sanskar Deepika, and in that Deepika he has written the
all
the how to marriage, how to Sanskar, how to name Sanskar, everything he has given. So they have done as a that you should be in marriage. And, but see, marriage is not bhakti. No? Marriage is not bhakti. But they have allowed in some circumstances. So it has not written that you should do business with philosophy. You should not do, but ye, how to have Tulsi Mala.
Ah.
So far, जो निम्न वाले व्यक्ति हैं, जो बिजनेस करना चाहते हैं, पैसा भी कमाना चाहते हैं, वो लोग इसको करेंगे।
Yeah. Yeah. The idea is not to make profit from Tulsi.
You are not?
No.
But you will not do?
No.
You can, उनको उत्साह दे सकते हैं।
Encourage
them. To whom you will encourage? They have some bhakti also, and also tendency of doing so.
And even they may not make any profit. They may sell the Tulsi deep, very inexpensively, and any money give to the deity.
They can do?
Huh?
And seeing your these things, any third person will do business.
Okay.
We are seeing all these things. There are some, both things, some good things and bad things in one thing. For good person, it is good. For bad person, unqualified person, it will be bad. So we should go in middle way. So many persons come here, you have Tulsi leaf for medicine, for tea, for any rogue.
What do you say to that?
Then they become puzzled. They, in a same mood, one is dying. And for medicine they require. What to do? And they are waiting for a Tulsi leaf. What?
Mm-hmm. One time my Guru Maharaj was told that you should take the Tulsi in the tea. He said, no, I won't do that. We don't do this.
This is good. But anyone is telling that his son is dying?
Yeah, then you have to do
that. So we should see the case and then determine what to do. We don't take bagan, Loki in Chaturmasya, but in Kartikmasya, they don't say. But when anywhere we go, and it comes as a Mahaprasad, what to do? When we are going to Govindaji in Jaipur, or in Vrindavan, anywhere, automatically it has come. Then what to do?
My thing and iskon.
I especially do that anyone should not see and say.
Why carrots are forbidden?
Eh?
Why bhakti should why
Gajar ka na mana?
Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he said carrots are not good.
How is bhakti gala?
Bolchen gajar ka na mana?
Gajar is not good.
Why?
Because
carrot hallelujah is very good.
It has tendency of tamasic bhav and increases kaam bhav. Krodh. So this is
not at all.
I have no problem. But in boyhood I do. Here I see that everyone takes and they come to. Then I tell them that you should not take a red gajar. But you can take some bhav for medicine. These yellow gajar. There are two kinds of yellow and red. I tell that you should not take a red.
What about that beet?
Beet, I have seen that Prabhupada has taken, or Guruji used to take beet.
Yes,
but I have not taken in boyhood. I know that this is tamasic. I do pranam to them, but as our Guruji has taken, but I
What about potato?
Potato?
No, but in Puri, in Jagannath Puri, they don't use it.
You are not leftist then, like that.
Draupadi is like Govinda. Like this. Only Krishna is happy. No other in this world is happy. All are Nakali. Nakali kya?
Then why bother? Why bother?
We don't bother.
There you go.
We know that my husband is Krishna. All husband is Krishna. No problem.
But what if I'm learning this, but he's not learning this? Then I become not to associate.
You should always rely on Krishna. Have a faith on Krishna. You should do everything for Krishna. He will be happy. This is pure bhakti. If anyone cannot do Krishna bhakti, there are so many problems, then he takes any sharti, friend, and both. Makes him they devote their services to Krishna, each other. They both are sincere. And if not, go straight to Krishna. We should know that Krishna only protects his devotee. This is Saranagati. This is not bhakti, but it is the entrance gate, Saranagati. After that, Krishna bhakti comes. So have faith, full faith on Krishna. He gives everything, supports, gives everything. Then you will be happy. Always happy. Yes. Then farming, ekadasi, namaskar, ramnami. Going through so many Krishna pastimes. And always remembering all kinds of sweetness. All pastimes. In Nandama, in Varsana, in Vrindavan, in Radha Kumari Shankara. And telling, oh Radhike, oh Lalike, oh Vishakha, oh Krishna, where you are? Taking my heart, and you are not seeing all the day. Sankhya-purvaka nāma gāna nati. He used to do banana 1,800 times. Sometimes, Sankhya-purvaka nāma gāna nati. Doing pranam to all places, all relatives of Krishna, Maya, Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Vishnu, with relations. He used to do pranam to Baldev Prabhu as what relation? No? As the eldest brother of Krishna. His brother-in-law, but elder brother-in-law,
elder brother.
What is the relation with Krishna? Baldev Prabhu with Radhika?
Brother-in-law.
Elder brother-in-law. but in English, no such relation.
It's Radha Krishna
come very far away, keeping well. And he will, but let us as a daughter, or the wife of younger brother. This to do pranam to Vishwan Maharaj. What relation?
Father.
Actual father. And Nanda Baba?
Father.
Father. So each and everything. When we do pranam to Javad, what is the relation with Javad?
Our home.
Our home. What home?
After we become older and married, we live there.
We are married there. So it is our? Father-in-law's
house,
not husband's home. Why? We don't accept it. But we have father-mother and father-in-law and mother-in-law. These are following Vrajavasi as a sadhak, Prabhu Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, all Goswami. And to follow internally what were the activities of Roop Manjari, Krishna pastime. That Roop Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they do service to us. So we should follow them. Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari, Pranam Manjari. Same Roop Goswami and same Raghunath Das Goswami. Their outward activities are like this, as a sadhak, and their inner activities are as a siddha. So we should try to follow them. If anyone Raganuga Bhakti wants to follow, Siddha Rupena, Sadha Rupena Sadha. At first, Sadha. And after that, when we are trained, then Siddha. How to collect flowers, how to make garland, how to make seeds, how to serve Radha and Krishna. We will have to be expert in all kala. Kala means art. All art. That we are. Especially what art?
The art of attracting
and
Radharani's mercy.
Cheating Krishna also. So all arts. They are Vrajavasi. Internally and outward. Both they are. These are not Vrajavasi.
These here not Vrajavasi? Why not?
My little Raya. She is Vrajavasi. The most they want to follow Vrajavasi. Vrajavasi and Nanda Baba Yashoda both go.
Jal
I'm not having to use the dope fish.
I was running from Himalayan Sumit Yamuna. Yamuna was going to Namaki. Because I heard that Krishna, I knew that Radhika had come to Namaki. So he was behind to meet her. So, behind the
gate,
sir. So, see, Jiva told that he used to decide. One is Charanamrita of fraction of Krishna. And one is very near and dear, Sakhi to
Krishna.
But in another way, he said that Ganges is the subject of Krishna's influence. Once he was sitting at the Krishna's chattering, so many things. And Krishna wanted that a new pastime should be done. So, he said to Sakhi, that in present pose, they were talking to each other, having the hands each other like this. At once Sishara became serious, and she came there, Ganges asked what to do. She became sorry, you can't win a mountain for Paris. And moved Srimati Radhika. I can stand there. Ganges was seeing like this and back to go, back to fly, back to go. And she became so shamed that he could see. Herself became water. Insane. And Ganges. Then. Radhika, first she has done, first she flies, Krishna told that who? One was sitting here, by shaking hands to each other, where she is? Ajay, don't know, you are a very light person. I saw that she was there, first she had done, and she began to search, but no such is there, only what is right. Then, searching, he found nothing. No sati, nothing. That water in Bolo, one drop of that became Diraja. From there, Diraja water came and became Diraja. And crossing that, it mixed with the Charanamrita of Krishna, was bound it. And that water came here. So it is also in the same level as it. In other respect, in our Goswami boat. So, Ganges and Jamuna, both mixing, running towards Srinamati, that here, our body, Krishna will come and the race of the past and the second. You see, that would be better. Yamuna is flowing in the eastern part, and Ganges in western part. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent going to Santi Guru, Nityananda Prabhu said, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Santi Guru, instead of Vrindavan, he was in a mood to go to Vrindavan, he took him to Santi Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, well, Vrindavan, you are telling that, oh yes, it's Vrindavan. Nityananda told that, oh yes, it is Vrindavan. In the wisdom of ordinary person, when Ganges has not reached Prayas and Navadvip, Yamuna is so much higher than Ganges. But when the mixing goes to go to Navadvip, then they are in same way. But yet Yamuna has so much. Fortunate she is and she is because she has fortunate to Samrit Manajendra. To make second day with Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, Vishakha, she is a nice subject and she is much higher than. But in Navadvip, when Krishna is in the mood of Radhika, they play with boys, Rayamananda, Sultan Mother, which are Lalita and Vishakha, and Radha Pandit himself and Radhika. They again have opportunity to serve. Side by side, both are one point.
भगवान कम सीमित वक्ता कर्ता ही रक्षिता भक्ति को आचरण पर दारा ही It is out of etiquette. It also looks like that he, any person, religious minded, and sadhu, they should not speak to anyone, any devi, whether he be devotee or not, unless he is open for devotee. You should have a secret also there. That's clear. Also, we see in both of the Bhagavad Gita line, the monks, when he was blind, he never blind. And he was sitting there, he used to go to Bhakti Lord Chapel, here and there. He, one day, he was out of his hut. He started him and climbed on the Shukha. Shukha, you know, upon whom Krishna used to be, now in Vishnu. Coming from up through, he had kept something in the pot. The pot he had kept some rice are in there. Serpent kept and climbed on that rope and again he went on.
and began to tell something from that hall. The atoms shouted loudly, Babaji, Babaji, don't take. He told it, repeated it 3-4 times. But Babaji was not hearing her words. Hearing but at last she told that Babaji, don't take that thing. The serpent has gone upon this. I claim that he is wiser than me. At once the hippie came. They said loudly, in a mood of cold and lonely, that if I die, what is to you? You should go away from here. I want to die and I will take. They told that a devotee who wants Krishna, then there should not be any related to ladies. But here Krishna has come to have service for religion. And for why this reason? In Mahabharata, he had done so much. Samasthat Naya Sambhavani Divya. He had come to establish Satya Parumaha, all these qualities. And King Parikshit, he seen that this Kishori is garbage. Not sorry. Married to other boys, and Krishna has called them dancing alone in Jamuna school, and no other is there, only these ladies are there, and all the ladies are within 12 to 40. And they have been married to other girls. Parikshit Maharaj told, and in Sabha, assembly, and Sukhdev Goswami was as grand minister. All kinds of persons were there. Some devotees, but the number of devotees were very few. Number of Jnani, Karmi, Yogi, Tapasvi were more. So, and he has read all the Shastras. Everywhere, it is very great scene to say other's wife's mouth or anything that is there. All persons should pray the ladies as her mother, or as his mother, or his brother, or his sister. Any of his blessings, men can receive. Only husband can receive as he. And he should treat her not always as a wife. Only to give chapter. And in very few numbers. Otherwise, he should be treated under the discussion. So seeing all this, Parikshit Maharaj told me. I told all gopis are accepted. Krishna has told them that na parayam nirvartya sankhya. So much both of you all. Because we have left your father, mother, brother, brother-in-law, father-in-law, everything has left on
and he was getting to me his own topmost religious, topmost religious. Because we are living in Atma, we are not his physical body. But I mean that as if they are being non-leader. But Krishna is always Bhagavan and for us. And Sarvashakti is always there. He has no object. Also, what is Sarvashakti? Entirely what Sarvashakti is. All are like Krishna. There is no object, nothing like him. Especially Krishna or Gopi are more than Atmara. Atmara we know, more than Atmara. And no worldly laksha or anything, emotion or anything. Even Sukadeva Goswami is had in the hell, no calm, nothing. How Krishna and Gopis had all this time. But the persons who are here, lower qualifications, they have no such qualifications. They are bound to think that Krishna is meeting with Gopis only for the first time. That is why all acharyas they have told, and they have given oath that this and so that they are spent in general mass. Because they didn't understand. So Parikshit Maharaj felt going to die, and all has come, all received their mass. In that Parashar is there, Das is there, Nair is there, Uriyushan is there, Vashishtha is there. So many good persons are there. Persons are also yogi, are also there, some are also karma. In that assembly, there are so many persons. Those who have no knowledge about chief and person. And I think that there will be thank you in number. That is know that Krishna's body and Gopi's body are not the one. We know that Krishna's body is not one. We also. But we have just the drunkard or rust and all that. What would the outcome? Rust. Even we have just conquered our mind. So, Sanchi Maharaj, for many reasons, that Krishna has come to establish a religion. But religions are so many, some general, some special, and bhakti is highest top capacity. They said that Krishna has come back three things to establish. Prema Bhakti also protests Prema Bhakti of Vrijavasi and to give his own whole world. Devotees go to Vrijavasi. Also to finish a dharma and to establish the general dharma. Varnasham Vyaha and all this. So Parikshit Maharaj, he has no Sunday doubt. He has no doubt at all. Because he has spread the lapse of Krishna. Yeah. But for all those persons, that they should know why if Krishna has played with all gopis and did like lakshya person, that a person who has lust and dug, Krishna has dug about same thing for them. So they are
Jnani and all others. They are quite mistaken. Such a person takes for some instant. It may arise any doubt. So far it seems that you have come to Sankhar Naya, Dharmasya, Prasamayeta, Vitarasyaja. Bhavatkirnohi Bhagavan Manasenha Jagadishwar. Jagadishwar, Krishna Jagadishwar. He is Sarva Karan Karan, Adi and Anadi, root of all, in the root of Dharma also. As we have shown in Gita and Bhagavad. So why Krishna did it? So often that he impressed gopis, he himself not has them. He did like so, point of saying that remove the first window and did all these things, mentioned the rules in Hari Prasad. Why has them? You know, this is the of Sankara Muni Shiva, who was naked, like Hindavishwa. And Uma was with so much Shindar, and she was sitting on the lap of Sankara. And all the Rishi and Maharshi were there, and all the Devi gods were there. They are telling nothing. But Chittuketu Maharaj came. As a friend he told, laugh in joke that you are giving instruction to all persons, all yogi, rishi, but what you are doing? Alone you can see.
Can we get? So then. And get that you should be a person. Here we see that Sankara Vikat became no angry, but his wife became angry. Why? It seems that he has some Dehatma Abhiman. Dehatma
Abhiman?
Finally identification. No distance, no difference between body and soul. That they can appear. If you go to Sukadeva Goswami, you will not be angry. You will not hear all these things. You can be out of all these things. So Sankara, they can sing. And why the Parvati? And he told that, as you have given us to Sukadeva Maharaj, if he will say that I will not take, then what will be? It will come to you. You are, if you are getting 800 rupees or 1 lakh rupees, I told that I will not take. Then where will you go? You again? So if he is not taking your cost, then finally it will come to you. But he smiled and he took. It means that you have some this relation with body. You are knowing that body. So here we see that the Sankara did not take all this. But Uma Parvati took all this. And that is why he became angry. She became angry. In this assembly there were so many persons who can think like so. Afterward, anyone read this or explain this, they will also think like so. That Krishna has done against Dharma, really. So, Sarvapratham Dharma Shetuna, Krishna is Dharma Shetuna. Shetuna, Shetuna means pool, bridge, no? in a river, to cross river, effort is needed. Also, to cross sea, Mahasagar, Ramchandra has made two bridges. Similarly, in Paramartha Rajya, Paramartha Rajya, you understand? Spiritual realm. Also from this Hava Mahasagar, we'll have to cross this Sagar. What hand is? It is Mahasagar, ocean, great ocean. Krishna is setu between this world and that world. He cannot do anything against the religion. What is not, what is improper, Krishna cannot do. He cannot tell lies. He cannot have lust. He cannot be angry. All good qualities are in Krishna. Good nature, all are chetan, keep good. No worldly good is there. And he says, when all follow Krishna, jajjal ajarati, teshtat tatsat, and especially to cross this ocean group, ocean man, but then this great ocean, Krishna is saying, by following the Upadesh, instructions of Krishna, anyone can go to that, crossing this. So being so, and a bhakta, he has told Gita. He has told Uttavsamir, all Shastra has come from Krishna. Shastra Dhyanitva, where? Brahma Sutra. In the Brahma Sutra, he stopped all Upanishads in Brahma Sutra, told by Brahma Sutra. In that Sutra, he has told that the Krishna is Shastra Dhyanitva. He is the most origin of all Shastra. Or by Shastra anyone can know Krishna. So being so Krishna, by his Pratipak Acharat, by he did all these activities against Shastra, against Sadachar, and against the religion, by him. Pratipam. Here Pratip means the thug, cheater. Also pretending to be a religious person. But actually he is against religious person. He is called Pratip in sense. Here there is Pratipavata. Like unreligious person. Like cheater. Like unreligious person. Huh? Because he is Brahma. Brahma means Krishna. Chetan. Chit. Vidu Chit is Brahma. He is also Brahma. Out of Akhi. And all these bad qualities and all luck and everything, to feel, to do all these things, what he has done, is not a ability of Brahman. Brahman is all of us. So why he did, especially he, or Dharavi Marsalam, or Dara, the wife of others, all other books, why he touched it? Why he saw them? Why he...